Where's your dinner?
This afternoon, we'd like to see the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. We are going to see the title of the four living creatures. So we give three questions. Question 1, what does verse 1 talk about, such as open in heaven and come up here? Question 1, what does verse 1 talk about, such as open in heaven and come up here? Question 2, what do the voices of a trumpet and lightning and thundering represent? Question 2, what do the voices of a trumpet and lightning and thundering represent? Last question, what does each face of four living creatures symbolize? What does each face of four living creatures symbolizes? In 1905 AD, John the disciple prophesied the book of Revelation of chapter 4. The chapter 1, verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So first of all, the God delivered his message to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Lord Jesus Christ delivered to his angel. So angel delivered the revelation of Jesus Christ to John the Apostle. Therefore, John the Apostle wrote down chapter 1, chapter 2, up to chapter 22, so-called Revelation, the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. So chapter 1, verse 19, talks about the three, write the things which you have seen. That's a past tense or present perfect tense. Then, and the things which are is present tense. So right now, the church history, present tense. Then, and the things which shall be hereafter. After church dispensation, then new world shall come here. So right here, three tenses. Number one, the things which you have seen, present perfect tense or past tense, the things which are present tense, and the things which shall be hereafter. That's a future tense. So, the book of Revelation divided the three periods. The number one, chapter one, that's past tense or present perfect tense. When the disciple John received the revelation of Jesus Christ, he wrote down to chapter 1. Then chapter 2 and chapter 3, so the church history talk about. The Bible said church came out first upon Pentecost. After the Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection, the Holy Spirit came down upon the earth. That time the church established first time on the earth. So church defines as the group of born again Christians. Church is people, the only born again Christians group called as church. So to worship or to service for believers, we need just a place. So place is church building, maybe, or right here, sunrise facility is the place to worship God, to study the Word of God. Then chapter 4 through 5, from chapter 4 through 22, last chapter 22, that's future tense. Future tense, the things which shall be in the future. So chapter 4 and 5 regarding church in heaven after rapture. So church means the group of all Christians, all born-again Christians, called as a church. So church in heaven after rapture in the chapter 4 and 5. Simultaneously, chapter 6 through chapter 18 talk about the great tribulation on earth to unbelievers, non-Christians. So the issue is whether or not you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you say yes, you will go to in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, called as rapture. But if you said no, I do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will stay on the earth throughout great tribulation. Then, chapter 19, the last verse, that Jesus Christ is coming again on the earth in Armageddon word. So great word. Then chapter 20, talking about Jesus will establish a millennial kingdom. So the millennial kingdom, the first time inhabited people will be alive again. So through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Christians who came down from heaven. Then millennium kingdom. Then at the end of millennium kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ will hold the judgment, eternal judgment, into the lake of fire. That's called Great White Throne Judgment. Great White Throne Judgment. Then chapter 21-22 talk about eternal kingdom. New heaven, new earth is coming. So the present earth, the first earth, first heaven disappeared, which means those things created by God and all things disappeared. But the new thing, new heaven, new earth is coming. So that's talking about that. Or the book of Revelation. Today we are going to see chapter 4. After these things I look at. After these things means previous chapter 2 and 3. After church history. Then I look at and behold, look. A door standing open in heaven. The door was opened in heaven. The John saw the vision. So the in heaven certain door was open. He saw the door. Then, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me. The voice is very loud, like a trumpet. Trumpet's voice is loud, not like a normal voice. Trumpet voice saying, come up here. So, somebody standing in heaven, the door was opened. Then he told to John, come up here from earth, and I will show you things which must take place after this. I will show you the future happening. So right here, after these things, which means chapter 2 and 3, the church history. All church is raptured or caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can see the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, trumpet, the trump of God, right here, trumpet 2, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, the physical dead people in Christ, the physical dead Christians shall rise first. Then we which are alive, physical alive Christians also remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. So all Christians, whether or not some are physical dead or are physically alive, all Christians shall be caught up together with them into the heaven to meet the Lord in the air or in the heaven. So shall we ever be with the Lord. So right here, the Bible says, caught up. Caught up means Latin, forget the Bible said, raptus, Latin word. Raptus, that origin of English word rapture is raptus. That's why we call it rapture over church, or rapture over all born-again Christians with the Lord. Also, we can see the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51 and 52 also talks about the rapture too. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, as the last trumpet. Right here, the last trumpet too. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ opened the door in heaven. Then Jesus Christ called to John, come up here, come up here into heaven from the earth. I will show you things which must take place after this, meaning after the church history. So after this, show you. So question one, what does verse 1 talk about, such as open in heaven, come up here, rapture over church? That's your answer. Also, trumpet speaking, so we can see trumpet, the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 also, the trumpet shall sound. Right here, the voice of a trumpet speaking, or trumpet talking with me. So trumpets is shows us significance meaning very importance, significant event, or majesty. You know, God is majestic, God's majesty and power. So we can see trumpet speaking. Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 and 11 also, trumpet. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, or a loud voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. So the Lord Jesus Christ gave the types of churches, the only seven churches in minor Asia. Today, that area, Turkey area. So the clockwise size, Jesus points out Ephesus and Smyrna, Pergamos in this order. Jesus put out seven churches. Also right here we can see edge of a trumpet, the loud voice, great voice. So shows us that the significance, very important event, also majesty, also the Lord's power too. Exodus chapter 19, verse 16 also, and it came to pass on the third day in the morning that were thunders and lightnings. Thunders and lightnings, they're the same thing. It is shown to us. And a thick cloud upon the mountains, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. So when Moses received the Ten Commandments from God, the voice of God is like a thunders and lightning voice, and the trumpet exceeding loud. Therefore, thunder's lightning voice or trumpet loud voice shows us significance or very importance, majesty and power too. That's question two answer. Verse two, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Here, in the spirit, so all ministers should be ministering in the spirit, not in your self ego, your effort, in the spirit. So we can see in the book of Revelation, four area to show up. Chapter 1, verse 10, also in the spirit. Chapter 4, verse 2, right here in the spirit. Chapter 17, verse 3, also in the spirit. Chapter 21, verse 10, also in the spirit. So the John the Apostle wrote down the prophecy from the Lord Jesus Christ in the spirit. Not in his own idea, in his own experience, in his own efforts at all. So in the spirit, behold, look, a throne set in heaven. So first of all, John see a throne. The Lord Jesus Christ sit on the throne. So whenever you physically die, you may meet the Lord Jesus Christ sit on the throne first time. So according to chapter 4 in verse 2. So even if we someday physically die, then our spirit and soul will see. Verse 3, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald, all precious stones, talking about. Why John saw this brilliance or the lightning in stones like that? The first John, chapter 1, verse 5 said, this then the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So God is light, in him, in God, is no darkness at all. So God is lightning, God is shining, so it, you know, looks like precious stones who which are lightning, like a jasper. Jasper is a blue color, blue, brilliant stone. Sardis, red color, precious stone. Emerald, you know, green color, you know, brilliant the stone. So, the John saw the Lord Jesus Christ sitting on the throne in heaven. So, he, the Lord Jesus was like, you know, brightening, you know, the precious stone, like a jasper. Some is a color blue, some color red color, some color green. So we will see the Lord Jesus Christ after we physically die on the earth. First of all, around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the throne. Throne meaning royal seat, royal chair. You know, this is called is a throne. So right here, 24 royal chairs and the thrones I saw, 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes. White robes are a symbol of good deeds, good deeds. And they had crowns of gold on their heads. So right here, 24 elders, what are they? So 24 elders, most people think that they are representative of all Christians, all the believers. So the basically church, some people said in 24 elders is angels. Some people say 24 elders cherubims, that talking about that. So I want to give one example of a Billy Graham statement. So 12, the first 12 plus 12 equal to 24. First 12 is 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament. So Old Testament believers does not require to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, at that time, they believed in God, you know, because at that time Jesus Christ was not born, you know, on the earth yet. You know, that's called, you know, dispensation, you know, theory. So we can see dispensation word in Ephesians, the book, you know, as well too. So Old Testament, 12 tribes of Israel. So New Testament, Jesus Christ, 12 apostles. So 12 plus 12 equal to 24. So 24 means Old Testament believers of the Lord. So New Testament believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So all believers indicate that. But also, the other people said many orders of angelic beings, such as William Newell and the Seed. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 said, "We wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities." Principalities means orders of angelic beings, against the power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high place. So 24 elders, we are not sure exactly, but we can assume there are 24 elders, you know, all, you know, believers, or all, you know, Christians like that. Why? Because the chapter 4 and 5, you know, talking about church in heaven after rapture. So that's why we think in 24 elders is all Christians who are in the church. Then, verse 5, but the other people think over angels, order, or another cherubim. Cherubim, basically, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24 said, you know, he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So after Adam committed sin, God drove out the man of Adam. Then God placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims. Cherubims is guardian angels. So some people believe that 24 elders are cherubims too. Verse 5, and from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lampers of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Right here, lightning, thundering, and voices. We already talked about this one, trumpet voice and the lightning, thundering voice as well. that you know talks about the Lord's power and the Lord's majesty and significance, or very important significant event in that time. The Bible shows us lightning, thundering voice, or a trumpet voice too. Here, seven spirits. Seven meaning complete number. So four stands for creatures number. Four animal. So four legs, two hands, two legs, so total four creatures. Number three is a creatures number. The God in the Trinity, God the Father, Son of God, and Holy Spirit. So 4 plus 3 equal to 7. So 7 complete, perfect number. So right here, 7 spiritual meaning, complete work of the Spirit. Last time talked about Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, talking about John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. Right here, present, past, the future tense too. And from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Right here, seven spirits, meaning complete work of the Holy Spirit. It does not mean the seven spirit, one spirit, two spirits, third spirit, fourth spirit, fifth spirit. No such mean. Seven simply meaning complete the work of the Holy Spirit. Verse 6 and 7, before the throne, there was a sea of glass like a crystal, very clean glass. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures. So Jesus Christ is like four living creatures, full of eyes in front, in back. The first living creature was like a lion. So one face looks like a lion. But the second living creature, like a calf, or a cow, or an ox, like a calf. Then third living creature had a face like a man, man's face. But last, the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. So you will see the Lord Jesus Christ's faces looks like a four. One side a lion face, but the other side is a calf or ox. But the other one is a man face. The last one, fourth, is eagle. So this one represents the natures of Jesus Christ. The natures of Jesus Christ. So the Gospel, Matthew's main theme is Jesus Christ is the king or ruler of the universe. So a lion is a symbol of a ruler of the universe. Gospel Mark's main theme is Jesus is a servant. Jesus came here to serve you, not to be served by you. So the calf or ox is a symbol of servants. Then is Luke. Luke main theme, Jesus Christ is a man. Son of a man, in order to be a sacrifice for our sins. So, Gospel Luke's main theme is Jesus is a man. The last one, Gospel John's main theme, Jesus is God. So, eagle is a symbol of God. So we can see in the Old Testament, Ezekiel, the prophet also, he saw very similar the four living creatures faces to Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10. As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man, each of the four had the face of a lion, on the right side, each of the four had the face of an ox or a calf on the left side, and each of the four had the face of an eagle. So Ezekiel also see the faces of the Lord Jesus Christ in his vision, as well as John's vision. So we can see Jesus' natures or Jesus' characteristics and four views. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5, 3, 11, we can see, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God," Jesus is God, so is the symbol, is eagle, "did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant." Right here, servant is an ox or a calf, is a symbol of a servant. "And coming in the likeness of a man, and being found in appearance as a man," Jesus is a son of a man, "he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of the death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth." So that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the King of all universe, all creatures. So we can see four characters of Jesus Christ. First, we can see God. Second is servant. Third, man. The last one is a king. We can see in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. 2. So let's see each question. What does verse 1 talk about? Such as open in heaven and come up here, the rapture of church. Question 2. What do the voices of a trumpet and lightning and thundering represent? There is a significance, the Lord's majesty and Lord's power. The last question, what does each face of four living creatures symbolize? First, the lion, Jesus' king or ruler of the universe. Second, calf is a symbol of servants. The third one is man, is the symbol over son of a man. The last one is eagle, is a symbol of God, as a son of God. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. As it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.